Welcome back into Cameron Indoor Stadium. Northwest Missouri State taking on Duke. The battle of number one. Just so happens Division I, number one, hosting Division II, number one. And this should be a great matchup. A reminder, tonight's broadcast being brought to you by the J.L. Houston Company, Tri-State Ford Lincoln in Maryville, and Championship Motors. We are just about set for tip-off. Take you through the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First, for Northwest Missouri State, a 5'9" junior, Justin Pitts. A 5'6" senior from St. Joseph, Missouri, Xavier Kurth. A 6'6" senior in Chris Ibu in Dow. A 6'6" junior in Joey Wittes. And a 6'7" senior in Brett Doherty. For the Duke University Blue Devils, a 6'6" freshman, Trayvon Duvall. He is a 2017 McDonald's All-American. Another McDonald's All-American, 6'6" freshman, Gary Trent Jr., a 6'5" senior from Jacksonville, Florida, Grayson Allen, the only senior on the team. Also a 6'10" freshman from Atlanta, Georgia, another McDonald's All-American, Wendell Carter Jr., and a 6'11" freshman from Phoenix, Arizona, in Marvin Bagley. We are just about set for a tip-off here from Cameron Indoor Stadium. Bearcats come out in their road greens, green top, green shorts with the white numerals and white Bearcat paw. Duke coming out in their home whites, white shorts, white top, as well as numerals and lettering in blue. We are just about set to go. Northwest will be going east to west here in this opening half from Durham, North Carolina, and we are underway as it is Marvin Bagley tipping it out to Grayson Allen. And they give it off to Duvall. Now off to the left is Gary Trent Jr. up top for Wendell Carter. Going inside, Bagley gets it, gets bumped, throws up a shot, and goes down. He will go to the free throw line shooting a pair. It looked like a pretty harmless bump there from Brett Doherty, but the whistle comes, and so Doherty gets his first foul in this exhibition. And so we will see Marvin Bagley III go to the free throw line. Bagley, 6'11" freshman from Phoenix, Arizona. The number one overall recruit in the 2018 class, then reclassified, became the number one overall recruit in the 2017 class, and his first free throw is off the mark, no good. So the foul on Doherty, 15 seconds into the ball game, and Bagley getting his first action in front of the Cameron Crazies, misses his first free throw. Second one is on the way, and he will make that one nothing but net. 1-0 Duke early on in this one. A little man-to-man full court presser. Kurth breaks it, gets up the floor. Right wing up top, two and down. Now left out near the midcourt stripe is Justin Pitts, dribbling, guarded by Trayvon Duvall. Dribbles to the right side. Looks for a screen. Now back to the middle, outside for Kurth. Pump fake, looks in. Now back up near the circles for Pitts. 10 on the shot clock, gets a screen to his left. Nice bounce pass on the baseline. And Dow goes up and under. A little bit of contact, no foul. Misses the layup, and back come the other way is Duvall. Kick out for Carter, who is looking to spot up for a three-pointer. Instead, it is thrown away and an over and back call on Duke. So an early turnover on their second possession. Great look, though, as Pitts brought the ball to the floor, found a cutting in Dow. Went for the reverse layup. Might have got bumped a little bit. No call. And you'll kind of see that in a game like this, Division I versus Division II. It's definitely going to skew in the way of Duke in the official's eyes. Screen for Pitts. Gets down about 15 feet. Picks up his dribble. Back up top for Doherty. Now back out. Pitts. Three-pointer from the wing. That one a little bit too strong, but the offensive board for Brett Doherty. And the Bearcats get a fresh shot clock. In the corner now, it's Wittes. His first three is the Bearcat off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Wendell Carter Jr. Grayson Allen bringing it up the floor for Duke. Entry pass into Bagley. He loses control of the ball. Might have got that one tipped out of his hands by Wittes, but they're going to say it is off Duke, and the Bearcats get the ball back. We are a minute 16 into the ball game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Duke 1-0 here from Durham, North Carolina. It is Duvall guarding Pitts as he walks it up across midcourt. Left wing for Wittes. Now off to Kurth. Back up top for Doherty. Back to Wittes. A little pump fake. Thought about a three. Gets it out to Kurth. Looking inside to Doherty. Guarded by Grayson Allen. Left wing. Bounce pass into Doherty. Looking to go baseline on Carter. Goes up. Kick out. Three-pointer. Wittes. That one comes up short. Offensive board, though, for Doherty. His second offensive rebound out to Endow. He knocks down the three-pointer. And the Bearcats take a 3-1 lead on Duke University. Chris Ibuendow, what a week he has had. The birth of his first child, a daughter, earlier in the week. Made it out late, but got here in time for the game and knocks down the three-pointer as Northwest takes the lead. But answering right back, it is Gary Trent Jr. Knocks down a jumper, ties this one up at 3-3 apiece. And talking to Endow before the game, his eyes kind of lit up talking about his daughter. You could see the excitement, but knew these first few months weren't going to be easy for him necessarily as a dad, but he'll manage to get through it. Endow inside the door to kick out. Wittes wants another three-pointer. That one around the rim, no good. Now on the other end, Grayson Allen cutting baseline, reverse layup, and he hits. Duke takes a 5-3 lead. The Bearcats' only points coming on a Chris Ibuendow three-pointer. Guarded by Bagley Jr., gets into the block, goes up, layup plus the contact. No foul, but ties the game up at 5 apiece. All 5 coming from Endow. 17-10 to go in the first half, and we are even, Northwest and Duke. Pull-up jump shot, Gary Trent Jr., a long two-pointer, and he sinks that one. Trent now with 4 points in the ballgame. Little full-court pressure again here. Man-to-man from Duke. Pitts will cross midcourt. Has it out near midcourt, left side. Gets a screen from Doherty into the lane. Goes up, little floater, no good. Offensive rebound, nearly for Endow. Going to say, out of bounds off him. He was fighting for that one with Wendell Carter Jr. And that little floater in the lane, that is something we have seen time after time from Justin Pitts. And we saw last year going up against some bigger guys in Fairmont State and Lincoln Memorial facing some 6 foot 9 inch defenders, and he managed to get to the hoop on them, make that floater over them, and so hopefully can knock down a few in this one over some of these big guys, gain that confidence. Duvall trying to drive on Pitts, gets down into the block, goes up, the left hand layup is good. Duvall left hand layup from the right block gives Duke a 9-5 lead. 16:28 to play here in the first half. Endow with it, left wing, guarded by Bagley. Up top for Doherty, right back to Endow. He'll take a three-pointer, has one already. That one way too strong. Rebound comes down to Allen, pushing the other way for Duke. Throws it up, alley-oop for Bagley, but he misses it off the mark. Didn't get control in time to throw it down for the dunk, and then he tried to lay it off the glass, and it was too strong. 16 minutes to play in the first half. Bearcats down 9-5. Endow driving on Bagley. Kicks it out, short corner for Brett Doherty. Doherty goes up. Little jump hook, no good. Guarded by Marquise Bolden, getting his first minutes of the ballgame. And back comes Duke the other way. It is going to be Gary Trent Jr. Jump shot from the baseline. That is a tough shot, but he knocks it down. Gary Trent Jr., 6 points here in the early going. Just an 11-5 Duke lead, and we have a timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take this timeout with them. Northwest trailing by 6. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025. Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
And back in Durham, North Carolina, Northwest trailing Duke 11-5 here in the early goings of this basketball game. Once again, I want to remind you that Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network, brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank, Pizza Ranch, and Northwest Missouri Cell. Bearcats playing not too bad early on in this one and hanging with them, playing good defensively. Gary Trent Jr. came out and knocked down some big shots. He is 3 of 3 from the field. He has 6 points in this one. On the other side, the offensive end for Northwest, they've honestly done a good job offensively. They've got some looks. Endow knocked down a three-pointer. He has 5 points so far in the game, all 5 for the Bearcats. Justin Pitts had a couple looks, couldn't knock down. Joey Wittes is 0 of 3 from the field so far, but he's a three-point shooter. You want him just to continue to come out and shoot and shoot and shoot. And he's a guy last year shot 37% from three. As a freshman, he shot 46%. So yeah, that's kind of where he lives, kind of like we saw Zach Schneider. So you just hope that he keeps shooting and shoots himself out of a slump. But really, early on, you're almost 5 minutes into the ball game, the Bearcats down 11-5. I think that's something head coach Ben McComb will take of weather the storm these first few minutes and see what you can do. Bearcats will have the ball coming out of this timeout. It'll be Endow inbounding on the baseline. Still full court pressure here from Duke. And he'll get it into Brett Gordy, right back to Endow, who is guarded by Javon Delorier, checking into the ballgame. Delorier, 6'10" sophomore for the Blue Devils. Doherty has it up top, back out near the midcourt for Justin Pitts. Has a screen to his left. Now back the other way. Joey Wittes with it in the wing. Out to Ryan Wilty, getting his first minutes for the Bearcats. Top of the key for Brett Doherty. 8 on the shot clock. Doherty picks up his dribble, looking for help. Out to Endow. He'll take a long three-point attempt. That one no good. And the rebound comes down to Grayson Allen. Allen pushing it back the other way for Duke. Little pump fake. Now back out to Duvall. Inside now. Looking for a post play up top. Duvall, he'll take a three-pointer. That one no good. And Ryan Wilty pulls down his first rebound of the game. And 5 minutes in, the Bearcats down just 6. Justin Pitts slowing it down, guarded by Trayvon Duvall. McDonald's All-American freshman. They switch off, and now he guarded by Allen. They swing it around now to Welty, back up top for Pitts. 15 on the shot clock. Pitts getting the screen. He'll pull up for a three instead. That one looked like it wanted to fall down to the cylinder, kind of rattle around and pop right back out. Rebound comes down to Trent, and Duke come the other way. Duvall, left wing now. For Grayson Allen, gets a screen. He'll take a three-pointer, knocks it down. Grayson Allen. First three-point attempt of the day for the lone senior on this Duke team. He knocks it down. It's a 14-5 lead for the Blue Devils. And down, pushing it the other way. Gets a shot partially blocked, but the offensive rebound for the Cats. And a three-point attempt from Joey Wittes falls. Wittes with his first points as the Bearcat, now 1 of 4 from the field. Northwest down 14-8. Loose ball. Justin Pitts comes up with it. Coming back the other way, all the way in. Shot nearly blocked by Delorier, and a foul on the other end as Welty goes in for the putback. Javon Delorier trailing hard on Justin Pitts. Might have got a piece of that one as he went to lay it up off the glass. And the rebound came out to Ryan Welty. Welty went up for the putback, got fouled. And he will go to the free throw line, a chance to cut this to a 4-point game. 14:06 to go in the first half. Northwest trailing just 14-8. First free throw early on for Welty is good. Ryan Welty last year shot 66.7% from three-point range as a true freshman. He even got a write-up in Sports Illustrated just on that feat and how unprecedented that is, as he knocked down his first free throw. Second one is good as well. 2 points now for Ryan Welty. Bearcats down just 14-10. 14 minutes to go in the first half. Grayson Allen with left wing, guarded by Endow. Up top for Bagley. Working on Doherty. Loses control of the ball. Falls down, and Endow comes up with the steal. Pushing the other way. A little two-on-two matchup. Endow all the way. He goes up, gets a shot blocked by Delorier. Clearly body contact, but you're not getting that call at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Unbelievable. The Bearcats are playing good defense, hanging with them. Bagley looks like he's a little bit out of sorts. And Endow, as he came down looking for the layup, got a lot of body contact there. The officials didn't want any part of that call, so still no foul there on Duke. No fouls in the ballgame on Duke. On the other end, Grayson Allen goes inside. Now to Marquise Bolden. Gets the ball knocked away from him by Joey Wittes. And they're going to say it is a jump ball. Good defense once again on that end. We look at Marquise Bolden, a 6'11" sophomore, a candidate for the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award, which is the top center in the country, was guarded by the 6'6" Joey Wittes. The Wittes deed him up, and the Bearcats turn the ball over on the inbound now. It was Endow trying to get the ball into Wittes, and the officials are going to say he stepped on the baseline as he threw that one in, so they will turn it over to the Blue Devils. Bearcats with just a couple turnovers early on in this ballgame as Grayson Allen gets open from the corner and knocks down his second three-pointer of the game. To 17-10 is the Duke lead. Endow with it. Left wing gives it off to Wittes. A little pump fake in the corner. They swing it back around now. Right side for Welty. Hands it off to Justin Pitts. Fitz guarded by Jordan Goldwire. Nice pass into Brett Doherty. Goes up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Marvin Bagley the third. Bagley gets it ahead to Goldwire. Another freshman on this Duke team up top for Grayson Allen. Into the paint. Allen goes up. Little floater over and down. It was good. And Grayson Allen a little bit slow to get going in this ballgame, but he is heating up now. 10 points on 4 of 4 shooting from the field. 19-10, the biggest lead of the night for Duke. 12:45 to go in the first half. Fitz had an open look from three. Little pump fake. We'll dribble back out near midcourt. Double team comes out, gets it to Doherty. Doherty into the corner. Joey Wittes wants a three-pointer and airballs it. Comes down to Marvin Bagley the third. Bagley brings up the court himself. The airball chant now for Wittes from the Cameron Crazies. Bagley up top, thinks about a three-pointer, now around to Delorier, hands it off for Grayson Allen. Allen right back to Delorier, into the paint, nearly loses it, back out. Marvin Bagley wants the three-pointer, banks it in. Marvin Bagley, his first field goal as a Duke Blue Devil, and he has to bank that one in, and we have a timeout on the floor. 22-10 is our score as Northwest Missouri State is trailing the Duke University Blue Devils. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Recovering from a sports injury, surgery, or accident is hard. Tiffany Care Center's rehab offers one-on-one, individualized speech, occupational, and physical therapy to help patients get back on their feet. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com.
12 minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the first half. Northwest Missouri State trailing Duke 22-10. A reminder that basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by Shelter Insurance with agents throughout the area. Brad Ford in Maryville, Jody Nelson in Savannah, Larry Olger in Mound City, and Craig Thompson in Albany. Coming out of the timeout, Bearcats with the basketball. Justin Fitz brings it up the floor, gives off right side to Chris Endow. Now out to Brett Doherty, off to Ryan Welty. They swing it around now to Xavier Kurt. Kurth up top for Doherty, back out near midcourt for Pitts, looking to get a screen into Doherty. Doherty looking for someone to dish it off to, now into the paint, over to Kurth. Kurth kick out to Pitts. Seven on the shot clock, Justin has to do something with it, dribbles around, left side goes up, floater in the lane, no good, a ton of contact again. No whistles, and Duke going back the other way. 11:38 remaining in the first half, 22-10 in favor of the Blue Devils. Entry pass into Wendell Carter, guarded by Endow, little jump hook over Chris Endow, and that one falls for the freshman. First points for Wendell Carter Jr. It's a 24-10 lead in favor of Duke. Pitts brings it across midcourt. Out to Welty. Ryan Welty for three. That one a little bit strong. Rebound comes down to Brett Doherty, and Doherty gets the putback for the Bearcats. His first points. 24-12 now is the score. Duke, 5 of their last 5 on field goal attempts in this ball game. They are not missing right now. Grayson Allen from the free throw line picks up his dribble, tries to kick the ball out. It is tipped, but they regain control, and they're going to call a double dribble on Jordan Goldwire. A little turnover on Goldwire. We'll send it back to the Bearcats. So far in this ball game, Duke has turned the ball over 6 times. The Bearcats have turned the ball over just once. The main discrepancy, though, coming where Northwest shooting just 19% from the field, 4 of 21. On the other side, Duke is 10 of 12 shooting, 83.3%. Bearcats down by 12. Pitts crosses midcourt to Wealthy. Now right side for Chris and Dow, barking out signals up top. Doherty finds a cutting just to Pitts to the free throw line. Little jump hook. That one no good. Rebound comes down to Carter. Carter gives off to Duvall. Pushing it back the other way. Hand off for Gary Trent. Trent gets a screen, dribbles in right side to the block, up over Doherty, and good. Trent is having himself a first half. 4-4 shooting, 8 points. 10-17 to go here in the opening half. Justin Pitts with it, over to Ryan Wealthy, thinks about a 3, dribble inside, now out to Kurth. Kurth skip pass to Endow. Chris wants a 3-pointer, knocks it down. Chris Endow hits his second 3-pointer of the ball game, and he leads Northwest in scoring with 8 points. But back the other way, it is Duke. Bagley with it. Cross-court pass out for Trent. Trent back up to Delorier. Back over to Trent on the left wing. Guarded by Endow. Inside now for Bagley. Bagley goes up over Doherty. Around the rim, no good. Carter with the offensive board. Goes up. It is knocked out of bounds off Northwest Missouri State. Couldn't pull down the defensive rebound, but Wealthy able to knock that one out of bounds. And so Duke will retain possession. And now Brett Doherty getting his first break of the ball game. Coming into the ball game is Dre Starzl. Into the corner with it is Trent. Looking inside, gets it to Wendell Carter. Another one of those McDonald's All-American. Goes up over Starzl. Nice little spin move and lays it in. Wendell Carter's bucket makes it 28-15. Bearcats trailing by 13 with 9:28 to go in the first half. In depth, trying to drive baseline on Grayson Allen. Backing him down now. Goes up. Little fadeaway jump shot. Off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Delorier. And Duvall pushing it up the floor. Inside to Carter. Little pass fake. Now goes up. Right jump hook is good. That is a nasty move there for Wendell Carter. Once again, one of those 6'10 guys matching up with a 6'8" Bearcat in Dre Starzl. We'll see between the circles. Right side for Pitts. Guarded by Trayvon Duvall. Now up top for Xavier Kurth. Over to Starzl. Hands it off for Pitts. Left side now for Endow. And the pass nearly stolen away. Now it is by Trayvon Duvall. Got in the passing lane. Stole it. And throws it down on the other end. The dunk gets his 4th points of the ballgame. 32-15 is the Duke lead over Northwest Missouri State as they are starting to pull away a little bit in this basketball game. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take this 30-second timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
And welcome back into Cameron Indoor Arena, Northwest Missouri State, taking on Duke. Bearcat basketball brought to you this season by Farmers State Bank, Tiffany Care Centers, and Barnes Baker Auto Sales in Trenton, Missouri. 32-15 is our score. Northwest trailing Duke. Pitts brings it across midcourt out to Joey Wittes. Wittes skip pass over to Kurth. Left side. Looks inside. Now back out to Doherty. Doherty gets a screen to Pitts. Pitts into the lane. Little floater off the front of the rim. No good. That one just not falling for Justin Pitts tonight. Now on the other end, it is a layup for Duvall. He gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Justin Pitts not having a Justin Pitts-like game. 0 of 7 shooting so far. That includes 2 misses from 3-point range. And there were a couple times maybe he got bumped a little bit and had some layup opportunities that just wouldn't go and didn't get a foul called. But he's had some open looks, too, that just wouldn't go. That in Bearcat Arena or other MIAA arenas throughout the the region so used to seeing those go down and just not falling for them tonight. First free throw goes down from Duvall. Second one on the way is no good. And on the rebound, foul on the floor. And they're going to get this one on Wendell Carter, so the Bearcats will retain possession. Once again, the Bearcats have only turned the ball over two times compared to six for Duke, so they're doing a good job of taking care of the basketball, but only shooting 20% from the field. 5 of 25, just not getting it done tonight. Between the circles, Joey Wittes left side now for Chrissy Boo and Dow. Up top for Doherty, back out near the midcourt for Pitts. Working on Duvall, gets a screen, takes it left. Now out to Wittes, back up top for Doherty. 10 on the shot clock, in down, trying to drive baseline. Goes up with, oh, misses the dunk off the back of the rim. Had a great move to Kitbass. Bagley couldn't finish the dunk. Bearcats get the offensive rebound. Three-pointer for Wittes, knocks it down. Well, the missed dunk works out in the long run because the Bearcats come out with one more point in the end as Wittes knocks down his second three of the ball game. Duke trying to get that three right back. Missed long-range jump shot, but the foul plus the bucket for Marvin Bagley. Bagley got the layup, plus he got fouled, so he will go and have a free throw on the way. But after we have a timeout on the floor, Northwest Missouri State trailing Duke 35-18. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
So Bearcats trailing Duke 35-18. Once again, Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Brought to you by the Northwest Missouri State Alumni Association, Heinlein Furniture and Conception Abbey, as well as Younger Auction in Maryville. Well, earlier today, we had Bearcat soccer going up against Missouri Western. Bearcats fall 2-0 in that one, but back home Sunday once again, senior day against Lindenwood. And then going on right now, we also have Bearcat volleyball. It is Dig Pink Night against Central Missouri. We'll bring you updates of that one as the game goes on. At the free throw line, though, it is one free throw coming up for Marvin Bagley. Bagley so far on the evening, 6 points on 2 of 4 shooting, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. First one on the way is good. First one and the only one. 7 points on the night for the true freshman who reclassified from a 2018 top overall pick to the 2017 top overall pick. Now playing for Duke. Gets a 36-18 lead for the Blue Devils. Doherty with it. Left side. Hands it off for Pitts. Pitts back out near midcourt. Double team comes over. Over to Doherty now. Thinks about driving baseline. Going up against Bolden. Goes up. Shot blocked off the backboard by Bagley. But that is goaltending. And the Bearcats will get that 2 points. Just a mental error by Bagley, though. Mike Krzyzewski kind of hauling at the official, saying, no, that wasn't goaltending. But the Bearcats will go ahead and take those points. 36-20 is our score now as Brett Doherty gets his second bucket of the ball game. Duvall with it now, left side for Gary Trent. Back to Duvall. Gets a cutting Grayson Allen. Pump fake on a three. Gets in. Little 15-foot runner, and it goes. Grayson Allen, that is an impressive little shot there. Something we've seen, honestly, a lot from Justin Pitts over the years, but Pitts just struggling tonight. 0 of 7 from the field. No points in the game for the NABC Division II Player of the Year. Near midcourt, it's Pitts waving off any help. Wants to take Duvall by himself. Now he gives it off to a cutting Doherty. Back out to Endow. Endow wants a three-pointer. That one's too strong. Welsey fights the offensive rebound, but instead it comes down to Trent. Trent pushing the other way to Duvall. Guarded by Pitts. Hands off to Allen. A little pump fake on a deep three. He'll go ahead and take that three over Wittes and misses it. Rebound comes down to Brett Doherty. Doherty on the evening. 4 points, six rebounds. Not a bad start there for the senior post player for the Bearcats. Between the circles, it's Pitts. Out to Endow. Looks inside to Wittes. Now back between the circles to Pitts. Gets a screen, has a wide open lane, finds a cutting Endow. It strips out of his hands, off his leg, bounces back out to Wealthy. Now Endow gets it once again, goes baseline again, kicks out. Wittes thinks about a three. He'll drive to the paint, little runner, no good. And the rebound comes down to Grayson Allen. Allen pushing it back the other way. Gets a kick out to Duvall. Nearly walked with it, no whistle there. And they get it out to Allen. He'll take a three-pointer, no good. And the rebound comes down to Chris Endow. Now 8 points on the night, and pulls down his first rebound right there. 3 of 11 shooting, but in an environment like this, you get an open look, you should just keep going. And he continues to be aggressive. Pitts with it, top of the key. They switch Bolden off onto him, now off to Endow. Chris, that three-pointer went halfway down and popped right back out. He's 3 of 12 shooting, but he's getting good looks, and he's not far off on the other end. Grayson Allen, wide open lane, misses the layup, but it is Bagley right there to put it back and extend this Duke lead back to 20, 40-20. 5:06 to play here in the first half. Left wing, now into the corner. It's Wittes, knocks down a three-pointer. Joey Wittes missed his first three shots of the ball game, but since that point, he has 3 of 5. He has 9 points, leading all Bearcat scorers. It is Trent up top for Bagley, into the post for Bolden. Bolden working on Wittes and throws it down. Kind of bumped Wittes off him, had the open lane, and Bolden with a big dunk. Gets his first bucket, 4:34 to play in the first half. Endow on the block, kick out for Doherty. Back up top for Pitts, gets a screen, goes right instead into the lane, floater over Bagley, it rattles around the rim, no good. Endow nearly had the rebound, got pushed from behind. You're not going to get that whistle. And back the other way comes Duke, leading this one 42-23. On the baseline, it's Duvall. Kick out. Open three in the corner. This is Allen. And he hits. Grayson Allen, 15 points here in the first half. .358 to go here in the first half. In the corner, it's Endow. Working on Bagley. They swing it back around up top for Justin Pitts. Pitts against the ball. Nice pass underneath the Endow. Wide open on the baseline, and he finishes. Justin may not be hitting, but he is finding a way to get his teammates involved. Nice pass there. The Bearcats down 45-25. On the baseline, it's Trent. Pull-up jumper. That one rattles around, and it falls through. Gary Trent extends it to a 47-25 lead. And Pitts, wide open lane, takes it all the way in, and Justin Pitts gets his first points of the ball game. Lays that one in. The Bearcats hanging within 20 right now, and Mike Krzyzewski, he wants a timeout for his basketball team. 3:08 to play here in the first half. Bearcats down 47-27. And we'll go ahead and take this timeout on the floor as well. The Bearcats doing their best to hang in there. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by East Hills Shopping Center at the Belton Frederick in St. Joseph. Located 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills shops include JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, Rally House, and more. More information is at shopeasthills.com.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at rapidelitemaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Well, Bearcats Hing and Huff taking on the number one team in NCAA Division I basketball, Duke, down 47-27. Also this evening, mentioned soccer, fell 2-0 to Missouri Western earlier in the evening. Bearcat volleyball also in action right now, taking on the University of Central Missouri. It is Dick Pink night, raising money for breast cancer awareness. Bearcats take the first set 25-21. Right now they're in the second set, all tied up at 8 apiece. That'd be a great win for the Bearcats. Central Missouri 20-5 overall in the season, 10-2 in MIAA play. Might as well serve them up with another loss this evening. Bearcats down by 20. It is Duke basketball. It is Jordan Goldwire with it up to Allen. Right back to Goldwire. Inside for Wendell Carter. Guarded by Doherty. He'll take a 20-foot jump shot. No good. And a rebound comes down to Ryan Hawkins, a redshirt freshman, getting his first minute as a Bearcat. Pitts walks across midcourt. Left side for Wittes. Back up between the circles for Pitts. Takes a couple dribbles. Back to Wittes. Now to Doherty. Hands it off to Xavier Kurth. Kurth trying to get it back in the corner. Now skip, pass it over to Hawkins. Back to a cutting Kurth. Nearly loses the ball. Gets it back. Tries to shoot a little runner on the baseline. No good. And the rebound comes down to Grayson Allen, pushing it back the other way for Duke. Allen left side. Looking inside for Carter. Will go up top to Goldwire. Now they get inside to Carter. Double team comes down. Back out to Allen. He'll take that three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes down. Well, tied up. Wittes nearly pulled it down. The ball got knocked out. Duke retained possession. Grayson Allen driving in and lays it up. And Grayson Allen having himself a night. 17 points so far as they lead the Bearcats 49-27. Wittes with it up top. Guarded by Alex O'Connell, getting his first minutes of the game. Up top to Pitts. Pitts dribbling. Free throw line, runner, no good. Hawkins flies in for the rebound, can't pull it down. It's DeLaurier getting it for Duke. Now to Goldwire. Goldwire brings it up, gives it off to O'Connell. Between the circles for Goldwire. Now to the corner, DeLaurier thinks about a pass inside. He'll take a three-pointer instead. Nothing but net for Javon DeLaurier. A 6'10" sophomore from Shipman, Virginia. Makes it a 52-27 lead in favor of the Blue Devils. Minute 14 left to go in this first half. It is with it. Wittes with it. Left wing working on O'Connell. Goes inside. Pass to Hawkins. Gets it in the paint. And Hawkins just drugged that plant foot. And they call for the travel. 25-point lead in favor of the Duke Blue Devils. While Duke's shooting 69% from the field on the other side, the Bearcats just 27%, 10 of 37 shooting. Missed a lot of open ones early on that would have kept them in this ballgame, but this lead has ballooned to 25 so far for Duke. And Allen being guarded by Kurth. And they get a foul on Kurth. And they'll inbound it in front of the Bearcat bench as Ryan Wilty and Chris Endow check back in for Wittes and Kurth. Well, last year it was Augustana, national champion. They came in and played Duke. They lost 98-45. here at Cameron Indoor. As Grayson Allen inbounds to Carter, right back to Allen. Three-pointer no good. Long rebound, though, comes down to the freshman Carter, and he gives it off to Allen. Off the screen, dribbling right to the block, jump stop. Gives it off to Delorier, who finishes with the dunk. Javon Delorier, 5 points, all coming in the last couple possessions. 33 seconds to go here in the opening half of play. Bearcats down 54-27. Doherty with it. Kick out. Three-pointer. Ryan Hawkins knocks it down. First shot attempt as a Bearcat for Ryan Hawkins, and he knocks down the three-pointer, bringing the Bearcats back within 24. A 6'7" redshirt freshman from Atlantic, Iowa. Now Grayson Allen standing out near midcourt, guarded by Indow. We'll go ahead and let this run down, getting the last shot of the half. 6 seconds on the game clock. Guarded by Doherty now. Looking to pass inside. Gets to Carter. Carter goes up and throws it down. The dunk just before the buzzer. And Duke running off the floor with a 56-30 lead over Northwest Missouri State. They are the number one team in the NCAA Division I preseason polls, and they are showing why. A lot of talent on that floor as they put up 56 points here in the opening half. Well, Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by Summit, Rogers Pharmacy, Millen Dimsdale, and Rapid Elite in Maryville. We're going to take a break and return with your halftime show here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9, and 11 a.m. to 7 on Saturdays. Chick-fil-A's menu includes a variety of chicken sandwiches, nuggets, and waffle fries. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dining, carryout, or delivery is available. We're online at pizzahut.com or at 732 South Main in Maryville.
We've reached halftime from Durham, North Carolina, Northwest Missouri State, trailing the Duke Blue Devils 56-30. Duke coming in as the preseason favorite preseason poll, ranked number one in the nation, while the Bearcats coming off a championship season, returning five of the top eight contributors, including the National Player of the Year in Justin Pitts. Just not able to get anything going here in this first half. 56-30 lead in favor of the Blue Devils. A reminder, Bearcat basketball brought to you by Carson Sports Grill, with food, dine-in, or carry-out in downtown Maryville, as well as SSM St. Francis Hospital, with 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers in the Bearcat Nation. Also going on tonight, little Bearcat volleyball taking on the University of Central Missouri. They took the first set 25-21 in the second set, trailing 17-15. It's been a back-and-forth set so far, and we'll keep you updated on that and see how that goes. Bearcat soccer also lost this evening to Missouri Western 2-0. As for the Bearcats, their biggest bugaboo, along with just a hot shooting team, Duke started off kind of cold. Some of their freshmen took a little bit to get going, but as the half went on, they started to hit, started to find some ways to get some of those open shots, and they started to fall as Duke 24 of 35 shooting in the first half. That is 68.6%. So you can tell they have some offensive weapons for sure. At ACC Media Day earlier this week, Coach Krzyzewski, talking about his team, said, hopefully they're a good rebounding team. Mind you, they have four of the top seven guys that he expects to play throughout this season, getting the majority of the minutes, are 6 feet 9 inches or taller. So he hopes they're a good rebounding team, and they should be with the athleticism they have. said they're an average shooting team. Well, tonight they look like a pretty dang good shooting team. Grayson Allen, the lone senior on the team, he's got some open looks. 7 of 12 shooting, 3 of 7 from three-point range. He has 17 points on the night. And also getting 10 points from Wendell Carter Jr., a McDonald's All-American freshman, 5 of 7 shooting. He has 10 points, got a couple big dunks there late in the first half. Also 10 points coming from Gary Trent Jr., and he was kind of a catalyst for them early on offensively of getting things rolling. Allen really didn't get much into the scoring mix until 5 to 7 minutes into the ball game. Then when he started shooting, they really started to fall. So 68.6% from the field is Duke so far in this ball game shooting. Bearcats, meanwhile, a very good shooting team last year, a team that can really play good on the offensive end. They've got plenty of weapons. 11 of 38 from the field, just 28.9%. Missed some early ones, as you might expect in this environment and coming in, but something I don't think you'll see once the MIAA season gets rolling. You saw Justin Pitts have some open looks, some open those mid-range floaters that he usually knocks down, just not falling for him. A couple times that maybe Chris Endow, maybe Justin Pitts get a little bump that's not called by the officials, but you have to hand it to them. 14 fouls on Northwest in that first half and 2 on Duke. So both teams, really, they're just coming out, letting them play, and that's all you can hope for, really, from the officials. So took a while for the Bearcats to get going. Joey Wittes started the night 0 of 3 shooting from the field, but he came back and has been 3 of 5 from deep since that point. So he's kind of caught on, and also getting 10 points from Chris Endow. He missed some shots early on, had some open looks, missed a dunk, but he hasn't been afraid to just keep on shooting. So the Bearcats just can't find that offensive rhythm we've seen in the past. And last year, obviously, a team that only lost one game, 35-1 overall. That one loss came against Missouri Southern, 88-71, when they played them in Joplin. So not used to seeing the Bearcats not shoot the ball well. And in that ball game that they lost by 17, still shot 48.6% from the field, 46.6%. So just not able to find that offensive rhythm. And part of the reason why they find themselves down 56-30 here at halftime. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with more on your halftime show here from the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
And welcome back into Cameron Indoor Arena. Northwest Missouri State taking on the Duke Blue Devils this evening, trailing by 26 points here at halftime. Start off playing really well, especially got some stops, had some open looks, but Duke's heated up since those opening minutes, and the Bearcats really haven't. They find themselves down by 26 at the break. One meaningful stat, the Bearcats forced six Duke turnovers there in the opening 20 minutes. Meanwhile, Northwest Missouri State's taking care of the ball, only turned the ball over three times, just haven't quite got those shots to fall. Northwest being led by Chris Ebu and Dow, 10 points on 4 of 13 shooting, including a pair of three-point makes. He also has one rebound in the ball game, and he has a pair of those turnovers so far. But really a big week overall for Chris Ebu and Dow. The birth of his first child earlier in the week, had a daughter, and as I mentioned earlier, just you could tell very excited. His eyes kind of lit up whenever he was able to talk about her, and so he was really excited to be able to get back to Maryville and see her again. But had his daughter, and then able to get out here for the basketball game, performing pretty well. 10 points early on in this basketball game. Bearcats also getting 9 points from Joey Wittes on 3 three-pointers. He is 3 of 7 from long range so far in the basketball game. Also 4 points coming from Brett Doherty, 2 of 4 is shooting. Doherty also pulled down 6 rebounds, has 2 assists there. And the ball going through Doherty a lot, as he's always near the top of the key, setting screens for Justin Pitts. And so if he can get a few more assists and see the court the way he has, he can definitely be a large asset to the Bearcats offensively in that, and just distributing that way, finding cutters. Northwest also getting 3 points from Ryan Hawkins, the redshirt freshman. His first shot attempt as a Bearcat, it fell, 1 of 1 from the field. It was a three-pointer, also pulled down a rebound in some limited minutes. Justin Pitts struggled a bit. He had some open looks. Sometimes I think as the season goes on, it's definitely going to fall for him. But just 1 of 10 shooting, 0 of 2 from three-point range. He has 2 points in the first half. Also 1 rebound, 3 assists, hasn't turned the ball over. So when you think about how he's taking care of the basketball, the shooting's really not affecting that. He's doing a good job of taking care of the basketball so far in this one. Also a pair of points from Ryan Welty coming from a free throw line. He also has 2 rebounds and 2 assists. Duke being led by Grayson Allen, 17 points, 4 rebounds. Gary Trent Jr. has 10 points and 2 rebounds. Also getting 9 points from Marvin Bagley. And 8 points from Wendell Carter Jr. Carter also 6 rebounds in the basketball game. We are at halftime. Northwest trailing Duke 56-30. We'll take a break and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new and pre-owned automobiles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or 660-582-3677. Also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within 1 business day. The credit union is at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. And from King City Lumber, their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Bearcat basketball trailing Duke by 26 points here at halftime. They officially get the regular season underway against Upper Iowa, playing in the Hilliard Classic in St. Joseph at 1 o'clock on November 10th. So still a couple weeks away for that ball game. The women's basketball team also starting up on November 10th against Ouachita Baptist, playing in Bolivar, Missouri. So a pair of neutral site games for men's and women's basketball teams. We'll have both of those games, of course, here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And coming up tomorrow on the Bearcat Radio Network, Northwest Missouri State football, number one team in the nation, 38 consecutive wins, meeting up with Pittsburgh State in the jungle. So be sure to tune in for that one. John Coffey, Matt Gorder with the call. Pregame starting at 1 o'clock and kickoff at 2. Should be a fun one there from the jungle. We're going to take a one-minute timeout and be back with the second half of action here from Cameron Indoor Stadium. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at orslinfarmhome.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Well, as you would expect, a great crowd on hand at Cameron Indoor Stadium for Northwest Missouri State, taking on Duke, the exhibition opener for both basketball teams. And Cameron, heck of a facility, 422 consecutive sellouts. So this is a place, very historic, a lot of basketball history passing through these halls. You think about Christian Leitner, Grant Hill, J.J. Redick, Bobby Hurley, a lot of great players have passed through these halls, this court, many of them playing here for Mike Krzyzewski. So definitely a very a cool atmosphere, a great place to see a basketball game, and Northwest the honor of playing here this evening. Once again, Bearcat Radio Network brought to you by the City of Maryville, Northwest Audiovisual, and Tri-State Ford Lincoln in Maryville. Well, 56-30 is our score as we're coming out at halftime. On the floor will be Gary Trent Jr., Wendell Carter, Grayson Allen, Trayvon Duvall, as well as Marvin Bagley for Duke. For Northwest, it is Brett Doherty, Justin Pitts, Joey Wittes, Chris Ibu-Indow, and Xavier Curth. Left wing, it's Wendell Carter. Hands it off for Grayson Allen. Allen gets into the block, has it nearly stripped away by Pitts, but gets it out up top to Duvall. Now throws a backdoor pass, trying to get the alley-oop inside for Bagley. Has to pull the ball back down to the floor, but goes up and lays it in. First possession of the second half, and Bagley gets the bucket. He has 11 points so far in the contest. Pitts near midcourt, guarded by Duvall, picks up his dribble, goes left side for Xavier Curth. Curth over to Endow, comes off a screen from Pitts, now up top to Doherty, hands it back off to Endow, now left side for Justin Pitts, 10 on the shot clock, gets a screen from Doherty, guarded by Carter, right back to Brett, and back to Pitts, 5 on the shot clock, bounce pass to Doherty, kick out, Joey Wittes wants a 3-pointer, that one's nothing but net, excuse me. Wittes started off the first half 0 of 3 from 3-point range. He has heated up since and has 12 points on 4 3-point makes. 58-33 is our score as both teams trading buckets in their first possession of the second half. Duvall with it right side, guarded by Pitts, up top for Grayson Allen. Now over to Trent. Couple dribbles in, back out, now inside to Bagley. Double team comes over, shot up, sits on the rim for a minute, and then finally falls through. 60-33 now in favor of the Blue Devils. Pitts with it. Double team steps out as Doherty tries to set a screen. Left side for Endow. Endow trying to get a screen now. Goes up top to Doherty. Over to Kurth. Kurth dribbles around. Hands off left side for Chris. And Endow hands it off to Pitts. 5 on the shot clock. Justin getting to the free throw line. Throws up a floater. That one off to the right. No good. And the rebound comes down to Carter. The shooting goals continue for Pitts. 1 of 11 to start this basketball game. Inside, Grayson Allen. Nice no-look pass there to Marvin Bagley to third, and Bagley puts it down. He has all 6 points coming out of the break for Duke as Doherty finds a cutting Xavier Kurth. Kurth thinks about shooting it, kicks out instead for Wittison. Joey, no good, but gets the offensive rebound. It comes down to Endow after it was tipped by Wittis. Now Bearcats a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Pitts right back to Joey. Thought about a three-pointer. Takes a couple steps in. Two-point jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Wendell Carter. 17:30 remaining in the basketball game. The Bearcats trailing 62-33. Marvin Bagley with it. Right block. Going against Wittis. Kick out. Three-pointer. Grayson Allen. Nothing but net. Grayson Allen knocks down the shot. And a great look by Bagley. The skip pass from a right block. Finding his teammate in the left corner. 65-33. Duke in front. Wittis left wing. Thinks about a three up top now for Pitts. Right back to Wittis. Into the block. And Dow's trying to get a good look. Goes in, gets bumped, and we have a foul coming up on the Blue Devils. And this one will be on Gary Trent Jr., I believe. Second personal foul on Trent. So with an even 17 minutes remaining in the ballgame, Bearcats will inbound. And Endow's pass gets tipped, and it goes out of bounds off the Bearcats, they say. Looks like Duvall got a hand in there. Might have got a piece of it that it caromed off. Doherty went out of bounds. And the ball goes back to Duke. Blue Devils with the ball going east to west here at Cameron Indoor Stadium, one of the historic arenas here in college basketball. Three-point attempt. Trayvon Duvall, top of the key, no good. Offensive rebound for Carter. Carter working on Wittis. Dribbles in, lowers his shoulder, goes up. They're going to say before the shot, he traveled with it, so a turnover on Duke gives it back to Northwest Missouri State. Seven turnovers in the ballgame now for the Blue Devils, four for the Bearcats. As Northwest trailing by 32 points. Ryan Hawkins and Ryan Welty check in for the first time here in the second half as Wittis and Kurth. Let's take a seat. After this one, the Bearcats will have a couple weeks before they get set for their regular season opener. That one coming against Upper Iowa, being played in St. Joseph in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. Pitts with it, top of the key. Tries to get a nice pass inside to Doherty. Had a slight opening there, but Doherty not able to hold it. And so the ball slips out of bounds and a turnover on the Cats. Duvall brings it up for Duke. Gives it off to Trent. Has a screen to his right. Goes up top the key. Hands it off. Wendell Carter Jr. The big guy wants a three-pointer, and he makes it. Carter, a 6-foot, 10-inch freshman, a McDonald's All-American, knocks down the three-pointer. Ryan Hawkins, a redshirt freshman for the Bearcats, has an answer. Hawkins knocks down the three-pointer of his own. He is 2 of 2 from the field. Both of those three-pointers, 6 points in the ballgame. Duke looking for the answer. The shot for Trent, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hawkins. He is a guy that this coaching staff is really high on. Endow on the other end, takes it in all the way, looking for the foul, but it is coming up on him. The charge as Gary Trent Jr. held his ground and took it, and Endow can't believe it. Chrissy Boo Endow has been on the wrong end of a couple of these calls tonight, and that one goes against him right there as well. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take this media timeout with them. A 68-36 lead in favor of Duke. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and get back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection. Serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoReAlestate.net.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology and fitting specialty contact lenses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, an independent, locally owned bank providing home buying assistance and refinancing. Information on lending options is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Well, 15:49 to go in this exhibition opener for Northwest and Duke. Bearcats trailing it 68-36. Once again, Bearcat Radio Network basketball. Brought to you by the Student Body, Nellstein Vane Institute in St. Joseph, and Pitsenberger Auto Body. Well, who's who on the bench for Duke, obviously, when you think about Mike Krzyzewski, more than 1,000 career wins as head basketball coach, also being assisted by a former player in Jeff Capel, who was the head coach at Oklahoma for a while, and Nolan Smith and John Shire, a couple of big names as well, who are playing some great ACC basketball back when I was in high school, so not too long ago. Justin Pitts with the steal there for the Bearcats. And Northwest in business here. Gets it down to Doherty. Short corner. Back up top to Ryan Hawkins. Takes a dribble. Gets it into the corner for Ryan Welty. A cutting in down off to Doherty now. Looking up top. Swings it around. Welty to Hawkins. Pump fake. Now back to Welty. Wants a three-pointer. The sophomore knocks it down. Nice shot by Welty. A contested three-pointer. And he hits 5 points in the game for Welty. Back the other way, though, is Duke. Delorier up top. Inside to Bolden. Little pass fake now goes out to Trent. Little jab step. Now he'll get into the lane. Throws up the floater. It's good. Gary Trent Jr. The heck of a first half there with 10 points. Gets his first bucket of the second half. 70-39 is the Duke lead. Justin Pitts going to work. Gets down near the right block. Pass tipped and is stolen away by Javon Delorier. Coming back the other way. And Pitts nearly takes it right back. Hands off to Trayvon Duval. Duval, a little Euro step into the paint. Lays it in. Duval nearly walked with that one, but able to get that Euro step successfully. And it makes it a 72-39 lead in favor of the Blue Devils, shooting 77.8% from the field in this half. Into the corner, Ryan Hawkins wants another three. His first miss, but the offensive rebound comes down to Endow. Has it left side short corner, getting into the block. Little fadeaway jumper looking like Michael Jordan, except that one falls short. And Delorier pulls down the rebound for the Blue Devils. Back the other way, it is Trayvon Duval. Kick out, Grayson Allen, wide open three-point look. Gets good. Grayson Allen hits again. 23 points on 9 of 14 shooting, including 5 three-pointers. Pitts with it near midcourt, 13:45 left to go in the ballgame. Bearcats down 75-39. Pitts guarded by Duval. Goes left side for Welty. Short corner now for Doherty. Little jab step. Trying to get something against Bolden. Has a shot blocked away by Marquise Bolden. And back the other way, it is Duval. Kicks it out for Gary Trent Jr. up top. Grayson Allen wants another three-pointer. That one is no good. Long rebound will come to Ryan Welty. Northwest in possession. In doubt, trying to go one-on-one with Grayson Allen. Coming from behind, Delorier nearly blocks it. Shot off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down the other way for Grayson Allen. Allen drives in. Kick out to Trent. Trent dribbles all the way in. Near the block. Throws it up, and it's good. Nice acrobatic move. Took the contact, threw it up. Nothing but net. And the foul, I believe they got Justin Pitts on that one. 77-39 is our score as we see Bolden, Duval, and Allen go to the bench. Now on the floor for Duke, it is Goldwire, Delorier, Trent, Carter, and Bagley for Northwest. It is Welty, Pitts, Doherty, Kurth, and Wittes. Free throw on the way. It's good for Gary Trent Jr. Trenton Jr. gets to take a seat. Gary Trenton Jr., excuse me, and they sub in Alex O'Connell, 6'6" freshman. His dad, David, actually played for Duke from 73 to 1976. 12:55 to go in the game. It is Pitts driving. Finds a cutting Doherty. Goes up. Off the glass. No good. Carter right there might have caused him to alter a shot. It was no good. And coming back the other way is Duke. O'Connell with it. Gets it inside to Bagley. Bagley, no look past to Carter. It is mishandled. And Pitts has it coming back the other way. Justin Pitts to the left wing for Wittes. Up top for Welty. Welty, couple dribbles to his right. Now looks back to Justin. We'll hand it off to him right side near midcourt. 17 on the shot clock. Pitts will call out the play. Guarded by Jordan Goldwire, 6'2" freshman. Screen to his left from Doherty. A little crossover into the paint. Nice little pass underneath for Kurth. Kurth back up to Welty. Wants a long three-pointer. That one bounces short off the rim. Caroms off to O'Connell. And back the other way is Goldwire. 12 minutes to go in the ballgame. Bearcats down 78-39. It is Bagley going to work inside. His layup no good. And the rebound comes down to Ryan Welty. Welty, 5 points, four rebounds in the contest. Kurth with it, right side, guarded by Bagley. They swing it around to Pitts on the left wing. Pitts will take a long three-pointer, and he hits. Justin Pitts was just 1 of 11 shooting before that, but he knocks it down, and Justin up to 5 points in the ballgame. That was a much-needed three-pointer for the confidence in his final 11:35 in this ballgame. O'Connell with it, right side, guarded by Kurth. Takes a dribble to the top of the key, over to Carter. Now to Goldwire. Now to Carter. Backing down Wittes, pass across the court, tipped by Doherty, as pulled down by Welty, and the Bearcats will take it back the other way. Trailing by 36. Nice little crossover. Pitts dribbles in, kick out Wittes, three-pointer no good. The putback off the mark there for Kurth, trying to tip it back in but couldn't get it, and it's pulled down by Delorier. Goldwire back the other way. To O'Connell, back up to Goldwire. Now to Carter, back to O'Connell, wants a three-pointer from the corner, no good. Tipped out, Delorier gets it, goes right back up. The right-handed layup is good. Javon Delorier able to finish underneath. Another one of those 6'10" trees for Duke playing on the post. A lot of size for the Blue Devils this year. They're picked number one in the NCAA Division I preseason poll. Pitts top of the key, 15 on the shot clock, guarded by Goldwire. Screen to his right from Doherty, gets in. Nice little Euro step, goes up. Layup is good. Justin Pitts trying to start heating up himself. He has 7 points in the ball game as the Bearcats back down 80-44. Well, a year ago it was Augustana falling 98-45 here in Cameron Indoor Stadium. Well, Bearcats one bucket away from passing up that mark set by Augustana, but still trailing by quite a bit in this one. Carter working on a post move, nearly stripped away, gets it back. Gives it off to Bagley. Three on the shot clock. Step back, looking for a three. Puts it up. The shot is no good. The Duke bench looking for a foul. Instead, the long rebound comes down to Kurth. Has a two-on-one situation with Bagley to Doherty. Right back to Kurth. Goes up. Little contact. Shot no good. Set on the rim for a minute. Looked like it might want to fall, but instead rolls off. So Xavier Kurth will have a chance to shoot a pair of free throws here in Cameron Indoor Stadium. But first, we have a timeout on the floor, so we will step aside with them. 9:43 left to go in the ballgame. The Bearcats trailing 80-44. Back after this two-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslandFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Well, Bearcats trailing Duke 80-44. Free throws on the way for Xavier Kurth. Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by the Kansas City Beer Company, located in South Kansas City and founded by former Northwest Missouri State Bearcat, an alumnus there in Steve Hawley. And also from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, located in Maryville at the intersection of Highway 71 and South Avenue. First free throw from Xavier Kurth, it falls. Bearcats now down 80-45. Kurth averaged about 6 points per game last year as he knocks down his second free throw. 6 points, 3.4 rebounds, shot 52% from the field. He's a high-energy guy. Devontae Mosby, one of the three seniors that graduated at Mosby, actually playing football now. So without Mosby, kind of looks to Kurth, a high-energy guy, to kind of pick up that slack of being a team leader and getting the guys fired up. Duke getting the ball inside of the post. Marquise Bowen goes up. Shot no good. Gets the rebound. Puts it back up. And he gets fouled and will go to the free throw line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And Chris, the guy that we saw for an extended period of time with Anthony Woods out with injury last year, got some starts, brought some energy, played really well during that time. Could score if he has to. Could pull down rebounds. He's a scrappy kid. Can get after it. Even had three double-doubles last year, so can do a little bit of everything. The Bearcats hoping he can take on a bigger role this year as well. Free throw from Bolden off the back of the rim. Goes up high and comes down to Ryan Hawkins for Northwest. 82-46 is our score with 9:17 left to go in the ballgame. Pitts walks the ball up the floor, guarded by Goldwire. Gets a screen. Will take it to his right from Kurth. Three-pointer. Too strong. Long rebound. Will come down to Goldwire. Hustled after that when able to fight Joey Wittesport and pull it down. Now O'Connell going back the other way. Gets a little bump from Hawkins. Shot no good, but the putback is there for Bolden. A couple of good back-to-back possessions there for Marquise Bolden. Getting the bucket with the foul last time down, then the putback there. 8:45 to go in the ballgame. 84-46 is the score in favor of Duke. Runner on the way from Justin Pitts off the back of the rim. No good. Marvin Bagley the third comes down with that rebound. Bagley with it between the circles. Now right side for Goldwire. They get it around to Jack White. Now back to Bagley. Right wing will go to O'Connell in the corner, guarded by Kurth. Inside the Bolden, ball stolen away by Ryan Hawkins. Hawkins had it for a second, lost it, dove after it. Now O'Connell scoops it up near midcourt to Bagley. Trying to drive in, goes up, he gets fouled. Shot no good. Hawkins flew in looking for the block shot and kind of came down and got a pretty big piece of Bagley, including maybe a shot in the face as well. Inadvertent, of course, but that will send Marvin Bagley the third to the free throw line for a pair. Now we will see Brett Doherty get ready to check back into the ballgame for Northwest, as well as Javon DeLaurier. Bagley the third, the consensus number one recruit in the nation. Free throw is no good. 2 of 4 from the charity stripe tonight. Lee has 15 points on 6 of 10 shooting, also 6 rebounds and a pair of assists as Doherty comes in and Kurth will head to the bench. For as wild as these Cameron crazies can get, comes to a free throw. They quiet down in a hurry as Bagley knocks down that second free throw. Now we'll take a seat as Javon DeLaurier checks back into the ballgame. Justin Pitts walks the ball across midcourt, guarded by Goldwire, right side to Doherty. To Welty, back up near midcourt, gets a screen from Wittes. Now goes back to Wittes, the pick and pop. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound comes down to Goldwire, pushing it back for Duke. Now we'll slow down just a bit. Has it right wing, top of the key. O'Connell, quick trigger, three-pointer, rattles around, and no good. Ball goes out of bounds, off of Marquise Bolden. Had the offensive rebound, but just could not pull that one in. So with 7:45 left in the ballgame, the Bearcats trailing 85-46. Timeout on the floor. We'll take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Well, the Bearcat offense has gone a little bit cold once again. No field goals in the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds, trailing Duke 85-46. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network, also brought to you by Twaddle Realty, U.S. Bank, and Losh Optometry. Justin Pitts walking the ball up the floor, 7:40 to go in the ballgame. Goes right side for Welty, finds a cutting Doherty wide open underneath, but coming over to make the big block was Jack White. Blocks it off the backboard, Duke coming back the other way. White with it right wing. Up top for Goldwire. Now gets it down to Bolden. And they get the layup coming from Justin Robinson, a sophomore just checking into the ballgame. So Justin Pitts has it. Top the key, guarded by Delorier. Much bigger guy gets into the paint. Little floater finally falls, but we have a foul on the floor before the shot could go up. This one's going to be on Duke. And it's going to come against Javon Delorier. Bearcat volleyball also in action tonight. Took the first set from Central Missouri, dropped the second, but took the third, 25-19. So Bearcat volleyball one set away from knocking off the Jennies, who are 20-5 on the season. Inbound pass to Ryan Hawkins. Knocks it down once again. Ryan Hawkins, have yourself a night. The redshirt freshman, first game action ever as a Bearcat, 3 of 4 from three-point range. 87-49 now is the score in favor of the Blue Devils. Goldwire near midcourt with it. Goes right side for Jack White, guarded by Ryan Welty. Screen to his left, now trying to get to Delorier. Will swing it around to Goldwire. 10 on the shot clock. Guarded by Pitts. Off the screen, pops the three-pointer. That one around the rim, no good, but the putback dunk. Justin Robinson soaring in and puts that one down. What a play, and that gets the crowd to its feet. Bearcats with it near midcourt. Left wing, Ryan Welty left wide open, takes the three-pointer off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Goldwire. Pushing it back the other way. Hands it off for Robinson. Got a couple good possessions here. Now inside to DeLaurier, guarded by Tyler Doherty. And the layup is good for Javon DeLaurier. Up to 9 points on 4-4 shooting here this evening. 91-49 is our score with 5:57 left to go. And got a timeout on the floor here for the Bearcats. I believe just to get some subs into the ballgame as Ryan Welty and Justin Pitts will take a seat. On the floor now for Northwest, we see a true freshman, a 6-foot freshman from Manhattan, Kansas. Trevor Hudgens comes into the ballgame, as well as Kirk Finley, Ryan Hawkins, Telly Doherty, and Dre Starzl. And now I believe they're going to go ahead and let these guys go ahead and take a seat and extend this timeout just a little bit. So we'll go ahead, we'll take this one-minute timeout with them as the Bearcats trail 91-49. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Northwest trailing 91-49 with 5:57 left to go in the ballgame. And Cameron Indoor Stadium, this place is something you just got to see for your own eyes. The Cameron Crazies into the ballgame throughout, a historic arena. The band getting into it as well. That time, about five or six band members during that timeout ran out to midcourt and in their bodies got up, jumped on the floor, and spelled out Duke individually. Spelled the letter D, jumped up, built on the floor again, U, K, E, and so on. And all kinds of just interesting things that TV just doesn't do it justice. Cameron Indoor Stadium, a heck of a place. And obviously some legendary players, legendary head coach Mike Krzyzewski. So very cool experience for Northwest Missouri State, their fans, administrators, a team. Regardless of how this one turns out, down 91-49, just definitely experience of coming through here and checking this out. The team actually got to travel down Tobacco Road and check out the University of North Carolina, their facilities yesterday too. So a very cool experience for Northwest. At the timeout, down 91-49, Trevor Hudgens to Kirk Finley. Back to Hudgens, thinks about a three-pointer. Picks up his dribble, goes right side for Hawkins. Hawkins, high post to Starzl. Back up to Hudgens, five on the shot clock. Kirk Finley with it. Tries to get a pass inside, it is tipped, and it is stolen away. Ahead to O'Connell now, inside, a little bit of contact, no foul, and the layup is no good. Starzl gets the rebound, gives it off to Hudgens, top of the key. Left wing now for Hawkins, 5:22 left to go in the ballgame. Hudgens around to Finley, to Doherty. Dre Starzl thinks about a jumper from the short corner, right side. Instead goes up to Finley, now around to Hudgens. High post now, Starzl out to Hawkins for three, yes! Assist for Dre Starzl as Ryan Hawkins knocks down another three-pointer. He has 12 points on the night, 4 of 5 shooting from deep. Bearcats down 91-52. Right side, it's Robinson. And they try to get the ball inside to Bolden. It's tipped away, and Dre Starzl comes up with the steal. Back the other way, it is Kirk Finley. Right side, guarded by O'Connell. Bounce pass to Hudgens. Manhattan, Kansas native, gets inside, kicks out to Finley. Little jump stop, no look pass underneath. And it's Tyler Doherty with the reverse layup. Doherty steps in, gets his first points of the night. Bearcats down 91-54. O'Connell across midcourt, guarded by Hudgens, picks up his dribble. Nearly he'll lose his control of it. Now goes right side for Justin Robinson. Guarded by Doherty now, cross to O'Connell. Left wing, O'Connell over to Antonio Vrankovic. Vrankovic, jump shot, no good. And the Bearcats coming back the other way. Trevor Hudgens right side to Tyler Doherty. One bounce out to Kirk Finley. Down to Dre Starzl, wants a three-pointer. That one no good, and the rebound comes down to Robinson. 3:55 to go in the ballgame. Northwest trailing 91-54. Duke shooting 63% from the field in the ballgame. The Bearcats shooting just 30. Robinson with it. Right wing. Trying to go inside the bowl. Nearly stolen away. And finally it is by Ryan Hawkins. And saves it just before he falls out of bounds to Dre Starzl. Starzl to Hudgens. Who brings up the court. Hudgens to Hawkins. Now right side back to Trevor Hudgens. Getting his first game action. He's a true freshman. Averaged 15 points per game last year for Manhattan High School. Gets inside. Puts up a Justin Pitts runner. That one too strong. And Duke will bring it back the other way. Right side for Jack White. And we have a timeout for Duke. Excuse me, maybe a foul coming up. And so this will turn into a media timeout now with 3:11 remaining in the basketball game. Bearcats trailing 91-54. This one winding down from Cameron Indoor Stadium. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. National Investors provides classes on legal documents and 401k alternatives. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ziegler.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 and 11 a.m. to 7 on Saturdays. Chick-fil-A's menu includes a variety of chicken sandwiches, nuggets, and waffle fries. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
3:11 left to go in the ballgame. The Bearcats trailing 91-54. Northwest basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Brought to you by Home by Sonia, the Maryville Daily Forum, and Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Well, Bearcat defense holding up a little bit better. Duke, no field goals, no points in the last 2 minutes, 55 seconds of this ballgame. 3:07 to go. Northwest holding them right now at 91 points, trailing 91-54. Justin Robinson has it inside, goes in, Antonio Brankovic. And right as I say that, the broadcaster's jinx, Brankovic goes up and banks it in for his first points of the game. The 7-foot junior from Zagreb, Croatia. 2:45 to go. Ryan Hawkins at the free throw line. Right block for Tyler Doherty. They swing it around in the corner. Ryan Hawkins wants another 3-pointer. That one rattles around. Just off the mark, and the rebound comes down to Jordan Tucker. Tucker, a 6'7" freshman from White Plains, New York, and a nephew of the late rapper Heavy D. So a little history there for all the hip-hop fans out there. Tucker with it again, puts up the 3-pointer. That one off the mark. Rebound comes down to Trevor Hudgens for Northwest Missouri State. The 6-foot freshman point guard brings it up, being guarded by Tucker. Gets into the elbow. Now inside to Doherty, on the block, guarded by Brankovic. Nice little move, up and under, and he has the reverse layup once again. Tyler Doherty, 4 points. Both of those coming the last few minutes. Doherty's a guy that showed he could score, led the team in scoring last year against Missouri Valley with 15 points. That was a career high, has 4 tonight. As Northwest trails 93-56, and Duke brings it on the floor and promptly turns it over back to the Bearcats. That one tossed out of bounds by Goldwire, his second turnover of the ballgame. Duke's given it away 13 times tonight, while Northwest has 8 turnovers over their own. Minute 42 left in the contest. Hudgens with it left wing to the free throw line to Doherty. Right back to Trevor Hudgens. He'll put up the 3-point. That one too strong, and the rebound comes down to Tucker. Tucker with it left side, guarded by Dre Starzl, up top for Robinson. Now to Goldwire, dribbling out near midcourt. 93-56 is the score in favor of the Duke Blue Devils. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Tucker has it. Right corner to Vrankovic. Right back to Tucker. Puts up a three. Well short, and the rebound comes down to Dre Starzl. Starzl ahead to Hawkins as we close in on 1 minute left to go in the ballgame. Hudges with it, left elbow, drives in, gets a pass to Starzl across the lane, out to Hawkins. Hawkins into the paint, little runner, and it falls. Brian Hawkins up to 14 points tonight. We'll have a timeout on the floor that will get some more subs in for the Bearcats. We will see Derek Lane get his first minute, as well as Tyree King. King, a 6'1" true freshman from Blue Springs, Missouri, and Derek Lane, a 6'2" redshirt freshman from Sheraton, Iowa. 93-58 is the score with 46 seconds to play. O'Connell with it left wing, up to Robinson. Guarded by Kirk Finley. Now to Goldwire. Goldwire's pass picked off by Tyler Doherty. 34 seconds to play. The Bearcats not slowing down. Hudgens driving in, left block. His shot blocked by Tucker. Huge rejection there. Robinson comes up with it, head to Goldwire. It's picked off by Derek Lane. Bearcats with a 2-on-1 here, ahead to Hudgens. Drives in, goes up. Little layup off the glass. The left hand falls for Trevor Hudgens. Gets his first points as a Bearcat. Those two coming in Cameron Indoor Stadium, a moment he will never forget, a moment he'll tell his grandkids about in a few decades for sure. 93-60 is the score. The Duke Blue Devils are just going to let the clock run out as they pick up this 33-point victory over Northwest Missouri State. Now the coaches meeting at midcourt. Handshake between Mike Krzyzewski and Ben McComb. Some nice words exchanged there. And obviously you want to play a little bit better and have a better showing. This one broadcast online nationally. And you know a lot of eyes are going to be on it as folks are looking at Duke, the number one team in the nation in the preseason polls. But still a great moment for these players to be out here on the floor at Cameron Indoor Stadium to take in this moment and experience it. Great opportunity for head coach Ben McComb, assistant coaches Austin Meyer, Andy Peterson, as well as GA Christian Phelps to be able to come in here. Zach Schneider, former Bearcat, also a GA, to be able to experience this atmosphere and a reward for an incredible season last year, 35-1 overall, national championship for the Bearcats. They have a lot of talent back, couldn't quite get things going offensively early, then Duke heated up, and so it allowed the Blue Devils to pull away for a 93-60 win. But regardless, you can tell a lot of promise for these Bearcats once again this year as their season gets started up in just a couple weeks on November 10th against Upper Iowa in the Hilliard Classic from St. Joseph, Missouri. 93-60 is our final score. We'll take a 30-second timeout here on the Bearcat Radio Network and be back with more. You're listening to the Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
93-60 is our final from Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham, North Carolina. Northwest Missouri State falling to the Duke Blue Devils in this exhibition opener for both squads. Just want to remind you that Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network, brought to you by Dubert's Garage on North Depot in Maryville, Ziegler Ag Equipment, Bullseye Trading Company, Bearcat Lumber, and Rapid Elite. Bearcats had a good showing, played much better in the second half after they kind of got acclimated to this environment. Offensively, you have to wonder if just being in a place like this, a big crowd like this, crazy fans, if maybe that plays a little bit of a role in what they had going early on in this ball game, just kind of getting used to the whole atmosphere. But overall, put things together. I'm sure they would have liked to have had a better showing, especially early, but falling 93-60 to all what might be a national championship contender in Division I basketball is really nothing to hang your head about. So a good showing there for the Bearcats. They fall in this one 93-60. They did manage to take care of the ball better than we saw from the Duke Blue Devils. Just gave the ball away 8 times. Duke turned it over 15 times. So they handled that well, just didn't shoot the ball well. And, of course, Duke got hot, didn't miss anything, and were able to pull away and win this one by 33 points. Mentioned to you earlier, Northwest Missouri State Volleyball taking on Central Missouri this evening. Bearcats up 2-1. Right now they are trailing 19-16 in the fourth set. Bearcats 13-11 overall, 7-5 in MIAA play. This would be a big win as the Jennies come in 20-5 overall and 10-2 in MIAA play. So far in this ballgame, Maddie Berger sticking out. She has 18 kills and trying to lead the Bearcats to a big W over the Jennies. Also earlier this evening, Northwest Missouri Soccer fell to Missouri Western 2-0, so the Bearcats fall there. They'll be back up against Lindenwood coming up on Sunday. And also in action tonight, a big night for high school football, of course, as we are in district play. The Maryville Spoofhounds up 16-7 as they are entering the second quarter there. So the Spoofhounds trying to get a run going to state as well. We're going to step aside, take a quick break on the Bearcat Radio Network, be back, come back with some numbers, and hopefully catch up with head coach Ben McComb here down the road. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishing at 1411 South Main in Maryville, Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishing.com. Support for today's game also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Abbey Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, welcome back into Cameron Indoor Stadium as Northwest Missouri State falls tonight 93-60 to the Duke Blue Devils. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by Pizza Ranch, Shelter Insurance, Northwest Missouri Cell, as well as Nucor LMP. Appreciate all of our sponsors here this evening bringing you this basketball game from Durham, North Carolina. Great opportunity for the Bearcats after a national championship season to get back in the fold by taking on the number one team in Division I in the Duke Blue Devils. A season ago, It was Augustana coming in here, falling 98-45. The Bearcats lose this one tonight, 93-60. So found a few things offensively late in the ball game, as well as got a few stops here and there too, forced some turnovers. So something to hang their hat on too. And you could tell by some of the looks they were getting, there's some potential there for this team if they can start to shoot the ball kind of the way that we've seen them over the years, especially in the last few years that they've had this run of making the NCAA tournament, getting to the Sweet 16, and then breaking through just last year to win a national championship. If they can kind of find that offense, that swagger they've had, led by Justin Pitts, they should be all right. You take a look at what Pitts was able to do tonight, 3 of 14 shooting, just 1 of 3 from deep, finished with 7 points, did distribute the ball well, had 4 assists in the ball game there too, also did his best against some very good guards here for Duke. They started a pair of guards that were both McDonald's All-Americans, so some pretty good, very talented freshmen there for the Blue Devils, to say the least. But the Bearcats fall on this one, 93-60. Their season officially gets rolling in the regular season on November 10th as they will take on Upper Iowa. That game will be played in St. Joseph, Missouri in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. The very next night, they will take on, two nights later, they will take on Northern State, also in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic, a 1 o'clock tip and a noon tip for those. So a couple more weeks to go out there, have a few more practices, kind of get things right, and straighten things out for the Bearcat radio, for the Bearcats overall, and we'll see how they are able to come out and do that. We'll take a quick break, be back with our final numbers in this basketball game. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham, North Carolina, Northwest Missouri State, falling to Duke University tonight, 93-60. Hoping to catch up with the Bearcat head coach, Ben McComb, in just a little bit. But here at Cameron Indoor, kind of out of the way a little bit, up in the rafters amongst the banners. So a little bit out of the way, so we'll have to see if he's able to make it up here. Hopefully able to chat with him in just a little bit about this exhibition opener against Duke and just the opportunities and what he was able to see from some of his guys after struggling early on, but able to come out and put some stuff together there in the second half, some good stuff to take away on tape. And as he mentioned before, we went on kind of hoping to see their deficiencies, have Duke expose them a little bit, get that on tape, and then be able to put it all together and come back around later and fix those mistakes before the season actually gets rolling here in 2 weeks whenever they meet up with Upper Iowa, which was an NCAA tournament team a year ago, a team that they beat in the first weekend and then faced them in the NCAA tournament and got all they could handle from Upper Iowa, so definitely some stuff to put together. The Bearcats hoping they can resolve some of those issues after they're able to look at the tape and put together a good showing and another good season as 35-1 record last year. It's tough to top that in the national championship, but this team definitely has the pieces, definitely has a lot of talent as well. Taking a look at the final stats for this ball game, Bearcats falling 93-60. Northwest shot 22 of 70 from the field in this ball game. That is 31.4%. It was pretty rough there in the first half. Finished at 29% for the first 20 minutes as a whole, but early on they were shooting closer to 20 for much of the early goings of this basketball game, and since then they've really kind of put it together, played better in that second half, shot 34% from the field in the second half, finished 22 of 70 overall for the game. From three-point range, 12 of 33, that's 36.4%. Saw Joey Wittes start out a little bit cold early on, 0 of 3 from deep. Chris Ibu and Dow hit one and then kind of went cold after that. So those are some open shots. I think the Bearcats are hoping if they could hit early on, could really pick up some steam and really build from there. Just not able to catch that fire here this evening. So 12 of 33 from three-point range. Free throws only got to the line four times and hit every one of them. 2 of 2 from Xavier Kurth in the basketball game. Also 2 of 2 from Ryan Welty. So got it done from a charity stripe, although I'm sure the coaching staff hoping to see them get there a little bit more throughout the season. Overall, though, 9 fouls on the Bearcats, 5 fouls on Duke. This was an officiating crew that was definitely just going to let them play and really let them play on both sides. There was some contact either both ways that could have been called, but they're letting it go, and I think that's probably the best way, especially a game like this, to just kind of let them go out and enjoy it and have fun, and that's what they did. So the Bearcats only got to the free throw line four times, but made the most of it by making all four of those. Meanwhile, on the other hand, if you look at Duke, they're only 5 of 9 from the charity stripe. So a team that's a national championship contender at the Division I level struggled a little bit, kind of hovering right around that 50% range. So something I'm sure Mike Krzyzewski will look to get corrected for Duke. Bearcats, one glaring mistake, which I think is one thing that they kind of looked forward to, kind of expected as they went into this basketball game, was getting out-rebounded 51-25, a huge discrepancy there as the Bearcats just not able to get it done here this evening, as Duke was able to pull down a lot. And whenever you have, you know, four of your seven guys that are going to be on the floor for the most part for Duke are all 6'9" or taller, and the tallest Bearcat out there is 6'8". That's obviously going to cause a few problems there, and so Duke used that height and the physicality to their advantage and able to out-rebound Northwest 51-25 in this basketball game. That includes 12 offensive boards for the Blue Devils. And moving on down the road, Bearcats only had 13 assists in this ball game, and you saw Justin Pitts distribute, did a pretty good job, so had a few more kind of left out there with just some open shots that weren't hit. Individually, it was Ryan Hawkins leading the way, 5 of 7 shooting, 4 of 6 from three-point range. He had 14 points, also pulled down 3 rebounds for a kid that didn't get any playing time last year because he was redshirting for this Northwest Missouri State squad. He did a good job of stepping in and making an impact there right away, hitting his first few three-pointers. I think he was 3 of 3 before he actually missed his first one. So to finish up with 14 points and also be 4 of 6 from three-point range in an atmosphere like this, a big step. And that's a guy that this coaching staff is very high on, hoping for big things as the season rolls along. Northwest also got 12 points from Joey Wittes, getting his first minutes as a Bearcat. Young man that's played all 61 of his every game he's been a part of in his career, all 61 at Minnesota State he was a part of, got in there, played meaningful minutes, has been a starter for the Mavericks the last couple of years, made the transition here to Northwest Missouri State, stepped in, shot 4 of 13 from the field, 4 of 11 from deep, finished with 12 points and 1 rebound, a guy the Bearcats are hoping to be a sharp shooter and kind of fill that void that we saw left as Zach Schneider graduated from last year's squad, the MIAA's all-time leading three-point shooter, so looking to fill that role with the shooting from three-point range, and Joey Wittes will be one of those guys. Northwest also getting 10 points from Chris Ibu and Dow. 10 points on 4 of 15 shooting, 2 of 6 from three-point range, and a pair of rebounds as well. And Dow stepping in, a big night for him, birth of his first child earlier in the week, had a daughter. Very excited about that. Then topping his week off with a chance to come in here and play in a historic arena like Cameron Indoor Stadium against the Duke University Blue Devils. So a good week for him as he finished with 10 points in this basketball game as well. 7 points coming from Justin Pitts, 4 assists as well. He was 3 of 14 shooting from the field, 1 of 3 from deep, had some good looks, distributed the ball well, just wasn't able to start clicking. So that's something I think Northwest really hoping if he can catch fire as this season goes along, he's going to be back up to his Player of the Year status once again. Bearcats also getting 5 points from Ryan Welty, as he was 1 of 4 from deep and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points from Tyler Doherty, 4 points and 6 rebounds from Brett Doherty, as well as 2 from Trevor Hudgens, 2 from Xavier Kurth, both from the free throw line, 4 points from Tyler Doherty as well. On the other side for Duke, shot 40 of 66 for the ballgame, 60% from the field, 8 of 24 from three-point range, 33%, 5 of 9 from free throw lanes, from the free throw line, and were led on the game by Grayson Allen, finished with 23 points on 9 of 15 shooting, also getting 15 from Gary Trent Jr., 16 from Marvin Bagley III, and 11 from Wendell Carter Jr. as well. So three big McDonald's All-Americans, true freshmen stepping out there, and with a good showing tonight for Duke. That is going to wrap things up there. Once again, Bearcat basketball brought to you by Twaddle Realty, Rogers Pharmacy, Sonic, and Hope Lutheran Church there in Maryville. We'll take a quick break. Be back with our extra effort award, and hopefully head coach Ben McComb is able to make his way up here. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or MarryvilleMORealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
The Bearcats fall in their exhibition opener 93-60 to Duke here in Cameron Indoor Stadium. Extra effort award for tonight goes to the redshirt freshman in Ryan Hawkins, the Atlantic Iowa native, 5 of 7 shooting from the field, 4 of 6 from three-point range. Really didn't show any nerves at all when he stepped in off the bench and hit some really big shots for the Bearcats down the stretch. 14 points and 3 rebounds, 1 assist. And he played 16 minutes, so guy that coaching staff's really high on. You can tell that he definitely earned some more playing time as well as he played tonight. So Ryan Hawkins, the extra effort award. We're going to take a quick break and be back to wrap things up here from Durham, North Carolina. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also for Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and painting and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers have been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're wrapping things up here from Cameron Indoor Stadium. Northwest Missouri State falls tonight 93-60 to Duke. They will officially get the season rolling on November 10th when they take on Upper Iowa in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic from St. Joseph, Missouri. Bearcat women's basketball team also getting things rolling. Well, that same weekend, they'll be playing some neutral court games down there in Bolivar, Missouri. We'll have both of those contests, men's and women's basketball, throughout that weekend on the Bearcat Radio Network as well. Coming up tomorrow, also on the Bearcat Radio Network, Northwest Missouri State football taking on Pittsburgh State in the jungle. You can catch that one at 2 o'clock for kickoff, 1 o'clock for pregame, and Northwest hoping to run its consecutive win streak to 39 in a row. Should be a fun one there as well. Earlier this evening, Missouri Western soccer fell to, or excuse me, Northwest soccer fell 2-0 to Missouri Western. Meanwhile, volleyball picks up a big win over Central Missouri, winning 3-1 over the Jennies. They improved to 14-11 overall, 8-5 in the MIAA. Meanwhile, the Jennies 20-6 now and 10-3 in conference play. So a big win for Amy Worth and her staff there, getting a win on Dig Pink Night as they're raising money there for local breast cancer survivors. So a pretty cool night there as well. But that is going to just about wrap things up for us here from Duke University. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hawley used imported German malts and hops along with the traditional Old World brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. The Bearcats fall tonight to Duke 93-60. Once again, that first Bearcat basketball broadcast of the regular season coming up on November 10th. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Cameron Indoor Stadium. Big thanks to Kyrese Devine, engineering this one back in the studio, and everyone involved in today's broadcast, saying so long from Cameron Indoor.